In the early days of the pandemic, you probably noticed signs in stores asking you to pay with exact change because of a national coin shortage. The Federal Reserve even formed a coin task force to address the problem. But it's December, and those signs in the stores are still up. So what's going on, and what does it mean for those of us who still kind of like having nickels, quarters, and dimes rattling around in our pockets? Jay Zagorski is a professor at Boston University's Questrom School of Business. Jay, welcome.
Nice to be here, Peter.
So first of all, could you solve this mystery for me? I don't fully understand why a pandemic led to a coin shortage.
There's a couple of reasons. First, there's about $48 billion worth of coins that are circulating through society at any given point in time. And during the pandemic, new coins basically stopped because the mint shut down because they, like many other manufacturing places, were very concerned about the pandemic's impact on their workforce. So new coin production completely stopped. Banks were very worried, so they shut their lobbies. People could get access to the ATMs, but walking into a lobby with, say, a bag full of coins to be deposited didn't happen. Supermarkets is another place where coins get put back into society. A lot of people use things like Coinstar machines. If you're going to a supermarket in the middle of the pandemic, you didn't want to stop at a Coinstar machine and pour in all your quarters, nickels, and dimes. So for a whole bunch of reasons, people still wanted to use coins, but very few coins were being recirculated through society.
And what kind of problems did that cause for businesses?
So it caused a lot of problems because when you showed up and actually paid cash and were supposed to get change back, many businesses didn't have change to give you. And this is a big problem because about 6-7% of society is unbanked. Unbanked means they don't have credit cards. They don't have debit cards. They use cash.
So what has happened in the last few months? I see that the U.S. Mint has been working overtime since the spring, and it's now on track to mint the most coins it has in 20 years. But I, like I said, I still go to the store and I see those signs. It hasn't gone away, has it?
The Mint is definitely working overtime. For example, in 2019, it produced 1.6 billion quarters, which is quite a few. And right now, we still have a month left to go, and they're up to 2.7 billion quarters of what they've produced. And that was with the shutdown at the beginning of the COVID pandemic.
Look, I know you think a lot about the future of currency, and there's already been a push before the pandemic to get rid of the poor little penny. So has this coin crisis, if you could call it that, revealed anything about where we're headed as a society?
So retailers, banks, high-tech companies, government, they're all pushing us to go towards a more cashless society. Retailers really enjoy a cashless society because when people pay with cash, they have to count those coins. They have to get them back to the bank. It's expensive for them. Banks love a cashless society because they make money on loans. And the more often you use a credit card, the more often banks get a cut of what you spend. Amazon's really big. If you don't have a credit card, how do you order something on Amazon?
You can't see me, but I'm scratching my head. No, I have no idea.
So you could go to a supermarket and buy an Amazon gift card, pay the supermarket cash. And let's say it's a $50 gift card. And then you go to Amazon, you put the $50 gift card in so you can spend up to $50. But what if you're going to purchase something like $42? That means Amazon's holding on to $8 until you decide to buy something else. And for some of the poor people in society, you know, losing $8 here, you know, $5 there, that can be the difference between having dinner or not having dinner at night.
So how realistic is this move to a cashless society? Do you think we're on our way there, or will what you just referenced be something that holds us back because we can't be a cashless society because too many people would lose out?
We're going towards a cashless society. No matter how often I speak on the radio and say, you know, it's okay if we slow down a little bit, because there's a whole bunch of problems when we go to a purely cashless society. Let me be very clear, Peter. I use credit cards, but I don't use credit cards for everything.
Well, I wonder if another issue is that so many Americans are dealing with mountains of debt. The average American is about $90,000 in the hole, according to Experian. Don't people tend to spend more when they use digital currencies or credit cards instead of cash?
One of the problems we're going to as a cashless society is it separates the purchase from actually paying. It reduces the pain point. When you have to pull a wad of bills out, there's a moment of pain. However, if you just slap down a credit card, you're going to pay maybe next month or months later if you decide not to pay off your credit card bill in full. And this is the exact same reason why casinos use chips instead of cash, because it doesn't feel like it's real anymore. And when it doesn't feel real, you increase your spending. So by moving to a cashless society, what happens is we end up with increased spending and reduction in savings.
Do you think the pandemic has pushed us this direction even further?
I do. There's a lot of people who were using cash and are now concerned that maybe they could get germs from cash, because lots of people, lots of different hands touch cash and touch coins. So because people think it's cleaner, because they've only touched their credit cards, they've only touched their debit cards, lots of people don't want to be using cash during the pandemic.
Jay Zagorski, professor at Boston University's Questrom School of Business. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.